New Rochelle is the epicenter of the highest number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo implemented a containment zone with a one-mile radius in the Westchester County city, temporarily closing houses of worship and other large gathering facilities until March 25th. And National Guard troops are on the ground to assist with cleaning and other activities. Cuomo was in New Rochelle earlier Friday to announce the state's first drive-through COVID-19 mobile testing center, which he said would test up to 200 people today, growing up to 500 people per day in the coming days. I spoke with New Rochelle Mayor Noam Bramson today about how the city is faring.
We're very glad that New York State was able to open a new testing center in New Rochelle that will increase the volume and speed of testing, which is vital to managing this crisis. It's really important to understand, though, that you can't just show up at the testing center. There still is a prioritization process that involves a New York State protocol. So if you want to test, you've got to call your doctor or healthcare provider or call the state hotline at 888-364-3065. If you just show up without pre-approval, then you will be turned away. But nonetheless, it is good news that we have this additional testing capacity, and we expect that it will continue to ramp up in the days ahead.
How is the containment zone implementation going?
So far, so good. And just to be clear, containment zone is a kind of a scary term. It really just means that large institutions within the area are prohibited from having large gatherings, which is a sensible means to slow the spread of the virus in an area which has had a high concentration of positive tests. But it's not an exclusion zone. There's no perimeter that prevents people from entering or exiting. It's not a restriction on individuals or on businesses. Even so, it's quite disruptive. You have schools that are closed, houses of worship that have activities curtailed, other large facilities that are not able to operate. So there are thousands of people who are affected because perhaps they need childcare or in other respects have had their daily lives altered as a result of this this circumstance. But I don't want to give the misimpression that we're kind of under lockdown. We've had the National Guard in town, and they've been here in a logistical and operational support capacity. So that means providing meals to students who would qualify for free or reduced lunches and are not able to get that nutrition in the schools. They're helping to clean public facilities. They're helping to deliver supplies. So we're very grateful for their assistance. And I'm proud of the way in which the people of New Rochelle have really come together to support each other. There's been a great partnership between not-for-profit organizations and the Guard and public officials with both the city and the school district, as well as just neighbors looking out for each other. So this is tough going. There's no question about it. But I think New Rochelle is demonstrating itself to be a strong and resilient city that can rise to the occasion.
Could you describe, since I'm not on the ground there at the moment, what it's like? Is it quieter than usual? I mean, how would you describe the scene, so to speak?
It definitely is quieter than usual. There are many people who are choosing to stay at home, who are working from home. There also are a fair number of people who are actually quarantined and not permitted to leave home. And, you know, everyone has to set their own kind of risk avoidance threshold. Certainly, if you are a senior citizen, if you are medically fragile, if you have a respiratory condition, then it makes sense to be extremely cautious because we know that the virus can be enormously harmful to people who fall into those categories. If you are a healthy adult, however, I don't think it really makes sense to withdraw completely from the life and commerce of your community because that creates its own problems. We still have to have a functioning society. And I think the challenge for all of us is calibrating our response so that it is proportionate to the challenge that's in front of us, proportionate to the serious issues that we're facing, but doesn't stray over into fear or panic or hysteria of a kind that's ultimately self-defeating.
Mayor, what about the containment zone, the rules regarding it? They're 2 weeks, is that correct? Or is it what is the time frame? And then is there the potential for extension there?
So it is a two-week period of time, but keep in mind that with the restrictions announced yesterday for large gatherings statewide, in a sense, all of New York State is a containment zone right now because the rules are not all that different within this one-mile area than they are statewide. In terms of an extension, as of now, there's no plan to extend it, either geographically or in duration, but we should acknowledge honestly that this is a situation that changes by the day. And we have to be prepared to respond flexibly if the facts on the ground change. But at least as of now, what's been reported publicly is what's planned.
And then what do you think is the biggest myth out there, perhaps? Because obviously all eyes nationally are on New Rochelle being the kind of the epicenter, as it's been called. What is your message and dispelling myths?
Well, I think the biggest myth is something we touched on earlier. It's this impression that sort of a dome has been placed over New Rochelle and that everybody is in isolation. And a lot of that springs just from the terminology containment zone, which conjures certain images in most people's minds. So I hope in the context of our conversation today, I've given a more accurate understanding of what's actually happening in New Rochelle. People are going about their lives as they have before, but they are practicing sensible public health measures to limit exposure to the virus and to protect themselves and their families. And, you know, New Rochelle's in the spotlight right now, but I don't think we'll be in the spotlight for very long because it's not that it's worse here, it's just earlier here. And the kinds of conditions that we are facing are likely to be faced by many other communities in the days ahead. And I guess my message is that we're capable of getting through this. It's hard, but we're capable of getting through this if we are intelligent and calm and if we support each other.
And finally, Mayor, how will you be spending your weekends in terms of addressing this going forward into next week?
Well, I'm expecting to basically work continuously until the urgency of the crisis has abated. So, Saturday, Sunday will be no different than Thursday and Friday. And part of it is communication. Part of it is maintaining contact with state and county officials so we understand the latest public health directives. Part of it is sharing information with the community because there is naturally a hunger for accurate and timely information. It's been like drinking from a fire hose for the last few days, but this is when people expect government officials to step up and do their jobs, and we want to make sure we do our part in New Rochelle.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.